Vermont corrections officials confirmed this week that the 269 inmates the state houses outside Vermont have been moved from a private facility in Michigan to a state-run prison in Pennsylvania called Camp Hill. VT Digger reporter Jasper Craven recently visited Camp Hill for a tour, and he joins us now. Hi, Jasper.
Hello, Henry.
So you visited the block where most of Vermont's inmates were recently moved. It's called Block J. What was your impression of it?
Block J is a large brick building with slitted windows surrounded by barbed wire fences in basically central Pennsylvania. It is a building that can house 252 inmates. There are currently 269 Vermont inmates who have now arrived at Camp Hill, and so the vast majority of them will be staying in Block J. However, a dozen or so of them will be separated from their Vermont brethren, and they'll be staying in separate buildings that the prison will figure out.
So in Michigan, the Vermont prisoners were the only inmates in a facility that could hold up to 1,000. At Camp Hill, they're joining several thousand other prisoners. What's your sense of how they're going to be integrated into the rest of the prison population?
Well, I think it is going to be difficult. As you say, Michigan was a prison that was designed to hold more than 1,000 people, and there were only 300 or so inmates there. So this is a big change, and I think there's a lot of anxiety from inmates as they move, you know, halfway across the country into a much larger facility. There's a number of programs available to inmates, including Vermont inmates, such as Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, various business classes, how to start an IRA, things like that. And unfortunately, the sense I got from the administrators in Pennsylvania is that Pennsylvania inmates sort of get first dibs. So, for example, when it comes to the limited number of jobs on the site, such as cooking or doing laundry, Pennsylvania inmates will be able to have those jobs first. But if there's room, the facility hopes to allow Vermont inmates to participate in some of those on-facility jobs.
Well, there are some other policy changes, too, that go along with this move. The Vermont Department of Corrections has posted a few dozen questions online from inmates and families and staff about the changes that they're facing. What, if any, changes in policies are inmates from Vermont most concerned about?
Pennsylvania and Michigan do have different rules when it comes to incarceration. So I've heard that prisoners are concerned, for example, that the televisions they had in Michigan will not be allowed in Pennsylvania. I spoke with Pennsylvania administrators who said that all flat-screen televisions will be allowed in the facility, but that some of the older, bulkier televisions with those extended back ends will be subject to an approval process. It seems as if there are going to be more services generally available in Pennsylvania. Vermont corrections officials see this as an improvement. It's costing the state more money. It's around $72 per inmate per day. At Camp Hill in Michigan, it was roughly $62. So Vermont corrections officials think they're going to get more bang for their buck, and hopefully that will result in better services for the Vermont inmates.
But what about for families of the inmates? Obviously, Pennsylvania is still a number of hours by car from Vermont. What are the challenges or differences for families of the inmates that are now in Pennsylvania?
Vermont corrections officials do point out that Pennsylvania is closer to Vermont than Michigan is. But, you know, it's still an 8-hour drive from Burlington to Camp Hill. It's a 3-hour flight from Burlington to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is close to Camp Hill, but that can cost up to $500. So it's still, I would say, probably the biggest hurdle and stressor for these inmates as they move. Now, on the weekends, because that's often the most popular time for visits, inmates and their families can be restricted to 2-hour sessions. Now, I mean, just the idea of traveling a total of more than 10 hours to get 2 hours with your family member, you know, that's hard to swallow.
Jasper Craven is a reporter for VT Digger based in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Jasper.
Thanks, Henry.